And he, you tote it in just like a dirt dog, but he's got to cut it off of something and fly to his nest with it and web it up.
Oh. And what do you call it, the kind of little insect that, that flies around at night and bites?
Mosquitoes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And another one, a kind of insect that if you get out in the grass and they burrow in your skin.
Red bugs.
Yeah.
Anybody ever heard? Call them jiggers.
Jiggers. Hmm. Yeah.
I don't know where they got that jigger name. You jiggy.
Hmm. And there's another kind of insect that's green and some brown. They hop along in the grass and
stuff. Grasshopper.
Yeah. You ever heard anybody call it a hopper grass?
Well, you just say it back.
Yeah, not so it's not here either.
Yeah.
And sometimes if you don't fish with a worm, you might use a small little fish. What do you call him?
I just don't know.
Oh, it's small. You ever call them minnows?
Minnows?
Yeah. And another kind of insect that, that get in the house and...
Roaches?
Yeah, and it's a spider. What does a spider usually build?
A web?
Mm-hmm, yeah. And ask you something about the trees around here now. What do you call a part of the trees that are in the ground? That,
roots.
Mm-hmm.
Tree roots.
What are some of the kinds of trees that you have around here?
Well, we have the red oak, we have the water oak. We have two kinds of water oak. We got one called the evergreen, and the other one, it sheds in the winter. The evergreen water oak, it leaves on it all the winter. And we have a post oak. About the only oak trees we have.
You got any other kinds of trees besides oak?
We got sweet gum, cinnamon, pine tree.
You got maybe a tall shade tree. It's got a long white limbed and scaly bark. It's the kind of tree that Zacchaeus got up in. You remember in the story in the Bible there? He got up in the tree so he could see.
Oh, sycamore.
Is that sycamore?
Yes, we got sycamore.
Mm-hmm. What about, do you have any kinds of maple trees around here?
Well, we have what they call the sugar maple, sweet maple, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Can you actually make any syrup or sugar from that?
Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about, you remember the kind of tree that George Washington cut down?
The cherry?
Yeah, did any of those go right here?
Mm-hmm. No, we don't have that.
Yeah, and it's some kind of, I asked you about some bushes too. There's a bush it maybe grows along the road by fences, and its leaves turn bright red early. It has a small...
Black gums.
And what about the kind that people used to use for tanning leather? Well, do they have a shoemake?
Well, I guess... yeah, we have a shoemake, but it's mostly a weed-like.
Mostly a weed-like?
Yeah, it ain't no tree-like.
Yeah, I see. What about there's another kind of tree that's pretty common around here. It's a large flowering tree and has big shiny leaves and...
Bullsbay.
Yeah, and there's another one that has a, like that, and it has a big white flowers on it too and a prickly.
Call it a stankbay.
Hmm. What was that again?
Stankbay. The difference between the bullsbay and the stankbay.
What's the difference in those two?
Well, if the bullsbay has got a great big white flower,
mm-hmm.
and the stankbay has got a little bitty old flower,
mm-hmm.
and it don't smell good.
Hmm.
The reason why I call it stankbay. Hmm. Let me get me a fly flash.
Y'all have magnolia trees around here?
Well, that's the bull up there. Magnolia bay. It's the same tree.
Is it the same as a stank bay?
Well, it's a different variety of tree.
Mm-hmm.
The bull bay and the stank bay. Magnolia bay, it's all